So we've been focusing on those things. So let me touch, and they're ongoing. So let me touch on a few things that are still ongoing right now. First and foremost, I still believe that the most important issue when it comes to patent law in the United States today remains Section 101, patentable subject matter. We issued our internal guidance a couple of months ago now at the PTO. I think it's going very well. But nevertheless, we have an independent judiciary in the United States. They're not bound by our guidance. And we have to see how the field develops as between the process of examination here at the PTO and the way the courts rule on the patents that we issue from here and ultimately come up for resolution in the courts. I should say that we took great care to follow existing precedent, and I believe we did. And if the guidance is followed correctly and implemented correctly during examination, I believe the results will be compliant with existing case law, and they should be upheld. It remains to be seen how that works out. Now, since we issued the guidance, all of our examiners, all of our PTAB judges have been trained on the guidance, at least at some level, but ongoing further training will be ongoing depending on the art units folks are in. So that is Section 101 and just operationally. And we can discuss. I'm happy to answer any questions with respect to actually the details of the implementation. The period, the comment period has closed. We received lots and lots of comments. So let me just touch upon those a little bit. Let me put aside the comments we received from individuals for a minute, because we received at least 1,000, probably more than 2,000 individual comments from individuals. They were driven by a letter writing campaign from a couple of organizations. So they come in a couple of huge chunks. They all say approximately the same thing. Many of them are on one side. They love the guidance. Many of them are on the other side. They hate the guidance. But let me put those two main individual letter writing form letters aside. We received many, many comments from organizations and corporations. Those are overwhelmingly supportive of the guidance. Obviously, not everybody agrees with all the categories that we have. Some people would like to see additional categories included as per se exclusions. Some people would like to see fewer categories included. A number of organizations say, this is great pursuant to current law. However, we don't like the current law. We still believe that that the legislative fix is absolutely necessary to overcome existing cases. But great job, those folks would say, given the current legal framework. What is most interesting, though, is that there is broad support across the across industries for the framework that we have outlined under current precedent. The framework being three steps. First, the broad statement of inclusion that exists in the statute itself. Our examiners obviously always have done and will continue to check for that. Do the claims recite the process, machine, manufacturer, composition of matter? Second, do the claims contain any one of the narrow list of excluded categories? Those are not in the statutes or in the Constitution. Nevertheless, they appear in judicial decisions. And we have synthesized those judicial decisions into four categories of exclusions. So examiners and judges are to look if the claims contain any of those exclusions. And third, if they do contain one or more of these exclusions, we look to see whether the matter that's been excluded has been, in the claim, integrated into a practical application.